Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture broadcast and podcast. And I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio today with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John.
Great. It's just wonderful to be here every time with you, Danny.
It's been a lot of fun doing these, and I hope people recognize that as they're listening.
It's the highlight of my week.
Don't say that.
The math is the source and summit of our lives, but this is one of the highlights. Just love it.
It is a lot of fun. Okay, so today we're still in Genesis chapter 1, and we're talking about day 6, where God creates humanity. And you call it the jewel of the sixth day.
Yeah.
I love that term. I was reading through your post that's on ancienthopes.org that goes along with the podcast today. And it was kind of a little bit hard for me to understand because it's a heady for me. There's a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, I loved the term jewel.
Right.
You know, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, we can park on that imagery, you know, a long time, you know,
because
it speaks a lot. Right. I thought that we would spend this whole podcast just on that one verse. Let us make man in our image, both male and female. He created them, because this is so, so important.
Yeah. Finally get to us. We're the most important.
Well, it is. It is.
Okay.
Right. And we have to have a biblical anthropology. Mm-hmm. We have to understand who we are. And if we don't have that, then everything crumbles to the ground. So the Imago Dei in the Latin is the most important doctrine.
Image
it really is
of
because
God.
With it, we don't even understand the incarnation and Christ, who was the perfect image of God, right? So everything turns on this fact.
Hmm. So as I read through what you wrote in the letter, it was hard for me to understand because there was a lot of emphasis on things like the plural versus the singular
right.
in the text.
Right. Like, you know, let us, often that has been understood in the church as the Trinity, but the doctrine of Trinity was not, that's something that they came up with later, a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
It's understood to be a deliberative plural, okay? It's like God inviting us into his deliberation when he is thinking about doing something very important.
Okay, so when he says, or when it's written, let us.
Yeah.
He's talking about us too. God, we're included.
Well, no, because we're not part of the creators, okay?
Right, well, that's what I thought.
It's just like an anthropomorphism where God is often understood to be in a council, right?
Oh, okay.
And the divine council. But here, there are different kinds of plurals, okay? And this is probably understood to be a deliberative plural. And it's just an anthropomorphism where it's God deciding.
Okay.
We're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm going to do this. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Does that help, Danny, on that or not? We're still.
Yes.
The
I
different
think,
kind, you know, grammar is a very complex thing. You
know. I hated it in school.
Right. But there are just different ways to use language. And this is just a way of using language.
Okay. So why is it then that you wrote, it was done so that our Creator would show us honor?
To show us honor. Well, let's back up a bit on that one. The word for image in the Hebrew is zelem, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let us make man in the image of God. Zelem is, in fact, the word that's used throughout Scripture in a lot of places to describe what humans do in their pagan idolatrous propensities. And that is to make an idol of the gods.
Okay. Yep.
And we are strictly forbidden to do that mm-hmm. because whenever we do that, it's a lie. Okay, because God is so far above and beyond anything that we can comprehend,
okay.
let alone make an image of him, whether we worship that image or we use that image to understand who God is, or in magical practices and so on and so forth, to manipulate God. We can't, you know, paganism is all about manipulating God, okay? And it's mm-hmm. through these images, right? So it's a bad thing, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea for us to make an image of God.
Right. Okay. But it's God's prerogative to make images of himself.
And that's what he did with us.
Right. Now, this is stupendous. Okay. Because, Danny, I'm looking at you across the studio here.
Right.
I mean, you are a good-looking guy, right? But the truth of the matter is
yeah.
that when I'm looking in your face, I'm looking in the face of God.
Right. Yeah.
And that's true for all of us. Now, think about that anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
Just that truth itself would create in all of us a deep reverence for each other.
Right.
As well as for God.
That is one thing. You know, I said it was, the letter was a little bit hard to read because it's complex.
Right.
But at the end, that is what I got out of it.
Yeah. And if we get that out of that, then we're good to go for the rest of Scripture.
Well, right. I think that was a great way to kind of end things for this letter, is that if I can just be able to understand that God created us in his image, and so that every single one of us, when I look at you or you look at me, we're looking at the face of God.
We are. Now, it's the two words together, though, is image and likeness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Image is zelem, and the word in the Hebrew for likeness is demut,
okay?
Which is translated likeness. Now, zelem is a very strong word. That is, God made you, you know, little gods walking on this earth type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hendiades. It means it's two words into one, okay? And the word demut, the likeness, softens the power of zelem in the sense that, well, he made us like little gods walking around, little idols walking around, but it's only in the likeness, okay? It softens it so that we would not end up worshiping each other.
Right, you know, sure. We're not actually gods.
Yeah, we're not actually gods. And so mm-hmm. the two of those together makes a hendiades, and it helps us to understand.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
Well, he made us like little gods walking around, little idols walking around, but it's only in the likeness, okay? It softens it so that we would not end up worshiping each other.
Right, you know, sure. We're not actually God.
Yeah, we're not actually gods. And so mm-hmm. the two of those together makes a hendiades, and it helps us to understand. There are some Eastern theologians who interpret it differently, that we were made originally in the image of God and fell. Now we have to grow into the likeness of God. You know, spiritually, you know, that can make sense. But given the text, given the understanding of the Hebrew language, what I am basically telling you here is the way that it should be understood.
Gotcha. And it's not just the physical likeness. It's our psychological makeup that's part of this likeness or image.
Well, that's
and like
a good
image
question, Danny, because a lot of people, especially earlier on in the church, could not ever even think that the body could be the image of God, right? So that's because they were influenced by a Platonic worldview that matter is inferior to the spiritual.
Okay.
But it really goes against the incarnation. because Jesus Christ took upon flesh. He put his stamp of approval on flesh, but he also put his stamp of approval on the human body. Okay. So Jesus is the Son of God, incarnate, body and soul, spirit, okay, and everything that's there. So our anthropology is really all-inclusive, Danny. This is like, this is amazing, okay? Because the body is just as important as anything else, and it's because the body shares the image of God. Now, God doesn't have a body. I mean, he does now as Jesus Christ incarnate, right?
Yes,
but
right.
From outside of space and time, you know, Jesus said to Nicodemus that, you know, God is spirit, right? But our bodies in some ways must be understood as compatible in some way, reflective, and an analogy of something that's invisible in God, made visible in Jesus Christ, but made visible also in our very bodies.
Yeah.
So again, I repeat, when I'm looking at you, Danny, in your physical form, I'm looking at the image of God. But you mentioned also that there's all sorts of interior stuff that's the image of God too, and that's important.
Yes. Important to recognize that it's not separated or
right.
in some way not part of what God did. It really is everything that God did.
And that's exactly what our culture did, starting with a philosopher, mathematician, who said cogito ergo sum. You've heard of that before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think, therefore I am. It's Descartes.
Mm.
Okay. Ideas have consequences, and these are very bad consequences, because ever since him and all the philosophers after in the Western world has made a split between mind and matter.
Oh, gotcha.
And our mind is what is really what's important to us. And so a lot of theologians since the Enlightenment say, well, and a lot of the reformers basically said, what's really the image of God is our spiritual or, you know, the invisible part of us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure.
Right. And denigrate the body. So that has brought in our culture a whole host of problems.
Sure. Because people don't.
Moral problems that we're running in today.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Right.
Because people don't see the body as a holiness or a part of
that's right.
something that God
created. It's a machine we can manipulate.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
And now you can imagine all the horrors that go on, you know? It's a culture of death.
Yes, right. But the opposite is what I was thinking at the end of this letter, and that is that if I could actually, I haven't been able to do it yet, if I could actually realize fully that God created us in his image and likeness, and it's the body and everything that's part of it in my brain and what I'm thinking and feeling, then I would look at every single person in a different way. I would see every person as being, you know, an image
right.
of God, and there would be way less arguing and making people feel bad. I mean, this is what I've done my whole life. You know, I mean, that's that part of that sin. That, you know, yes, I'm a nice person.
I haven't noticed that in you, Danny.
Thank you very much. You haven't seen me. But, you know, it's just that that's what happens when we're interacting with people and we don't see them as the image of God. That was my big light realization from this. You know, the jewel, I'm not doing
right.
that. I'm not
right.
seeing or myself,
right.
which is another problem.
Right, right. And then on top of this, he says male and female. Okay, so the ultimate image of God is not male.
Yes, right.
Nor is it female.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the combination of the two. And so why are you and I, we are attracted to the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just chemical, Danny.
Yes,
okay?
Sure. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not. It's because there's something in the essence of the feminine that is a direct reflection of the image of God.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and so all this has huge ramifications for marriage, okay?
Oh, of course, yes.
Right, because the invisible, the spiritual, makes itself visible through the body to the other person. Okay, it's called theology of the body. We'll be talking a whole lot about that as time goes on.
Sure. Good. Yeah. Okay. Gosh. Anything else that you want to?
Oh my!
I mean, there's a ton. There's a ton to say about it.
I think that we hit most of the stuff here. The most important thing.
Okay.
Again, anthropology, Danny, how we think of ourselves. We live in a world when the non-theistic evolutionary model is prevalent. And with that, went out the window, humans as divine image bearers.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
And it is incredibly destructive.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, think about it. In schools, you tell kids that you've evolved by chance on one hand, and then in the next hand, you're expecting them to behave.
Sure, right, yeah.
On what basis?
Yeah,
really? Sure.
Would they do that? Yeah.
Yes. So, again, this is rock solid foundational anthropology that we have to grasp from the get-go.
Yeah, we just have to realize we're the jewel.
Yeah, we're the jewel.
Okay, good. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
God bless you.
See you next time, everybody, on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another Deep Dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.